he would actually write it on his mirror and look at it every day, that he wanted the largest selling album.
Even Quincy didn't believe that it was going to be as successful as Michael thought it was going to be.
He wanted to be the biggest entertainer of all times, and he wanted to have the most selling album of all time.
Thriller's initial success was in no small part due to Jacko's now legendary performance of Billie Jean at the Motown 25th anniversary show.
Everything changed with the Billie Jean phenomenon when Michael was on Motown 25, and he transformed himself from just being a star into being a superstar with just that one television appearance.
There was something in his bones that wants him to move, and you see that. He put together this part in the front of Billie Jean, just combed his hair, and just the natural showmanship. I was mesmerized, and this is my brother.
That performance was infused with this edge of defiance. This is my stage, this is my platform, and I am going to be the biggest star on the planet. It was like the overnight birth of a superstar.
In the Motown 25th, it was Michael as an adult. Everything before that was Michael as a kid. When he did that moonwalk, Michael was a grown adult, the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Jackson.
Now an international megastar, Michael decided he could turn his hand to anything, and nothing was beyond the realms of possibility in Jacko's world.
Michael saw an American Werewolf in London and called me up and basically said, I want to turn into a monster. He's obviously interested in metamorphosis, and he wanted to become a monster.
And the launch of the Rotten Flesh Fest thriller video was to cause pandemonium as people the world over sat zombified in front of their box, waiting for Jacko.
When this thing premiered, it was an international event. If you weren't sitting in front of your TV watching this thing when this came out, then you must have been in a cave somewhere.
Well, he's eccentric. We went over to his house. It was kind of an odd atmosphere. Michael lived in a room with lots of toys and no furniture, had a mattress on the floor. It was very odd.
I'm not like other guys. Of course not.
I had several intentions. One was to play with the rumors about Mike's sexuality, so, you know, he says, I'm not like other guys, which he's not.
No, I mean, I'm different.
I said, I gotta give you some balls. We have to put a girl in there, and you have to relate to a girl.
So, what are we gonna do now?
She was terrific. I mean, she gave him sex.
When John Lattice was reading the script to me, and he explained to me that I had to kiss Michael. He didn't say exactly where I had to kiss him. And I thought kissing him on the cheek would be the safest, you know, thing for me to do. But now that I look back on it, I should have just planted him one right on his lips.
Nothing was ever to be the same again for now mega-rich Jacko, with Thriller becoming the biggest-selling album ever, shifting an incredible 50 million copies.